This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers held their second-to-last open-to-the-public training camp workout on Tuesday. There are some battles ongoing as camp winds down and the regular season draws closer. One player that has stood out from the very beginning, first-round pick Matthew Golden. He was on the receiving end of a couple more big scoring plays in practice on Tuesday, and depending on who you talk to, you'll get a different opinion on the left tackle battle between Rashid Walker and Jordan Morgan.
We've got confidence in both of the guys, so that's always a positive. I thought she'd want to see him work in some live situations, but it was good to have him back out there.
That's Matt LaFleur. Walker struggled in one-on-one pass rushing drills. He's missed time with a groin injury and still is working his way back into form. Meanwhile, Morgan took starting reps at left guard with Aaron Banks sidelined by injury and held his own in one-on-one drill.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The competition at running back has been good. Amar Johnson and Israel Abanaconda have been solid, but depending on the health of Marshawn Lloyd, the best two backs after Josh Jacobs would still appear to be Chris Brooks and Emmanuel Wilson. Wilson asked about Brooks this week.
Chris is a dog. He just brings something different to the team. He can play the F, he can play the H, and he's a hell of a player on special teams too. So just having Chris around is wonderful.
I'm Bill Scott. That's the latest from Titletown. More tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.